Going to spend some time now talking about compact fluorescent light bulbs or lamps or CFLs, as they're called. We like to think they save us energy, and I think they do. We'll find out from our two guests, but we also need to dispose of them properly. And we'll talk about that today with Joni Burns, with the DNR. She's a hazardous waste section chief, as a matter of fact. She is the hazardous waste section chief. Carl Hilker is a program manager in residential lighting with our Focus on Energy program. And we certainly get lots of questions and comments relating to Focus on Energy, and I've recommended it, and a lot of our people have recommended it many a time here on the show, so it's really a treat to have Carl with us as well. So as we visit with Joni and Carl, I hope you will join in with your questions about how do we dispose of these fluorescent bulbs. Joni, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Larry. I'm very delighted to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
And Carl, thank you so much for being with us as well.
Sure, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
Hazardous waste section chief, what all are you involved in over there?
Well, we have a couple different sections under our waste and materials management program, and one is recycling and solid waste, and one is hazardous waste prevention and management. So my section deals with not only hazardous waste, but what we call special waste, which is kind of things that may or may not be considered hazardous or just have special concerns. And I guess you could put the CFLs in that category, they're not necessarily hazardous as you use them and hold them in your hand, but there are special considerations you have to take into account when you're disposing of them.
Yeah, and Carl, how efficient are? How much energy do they actually save?
Well, consumers that use Energy Star qualified CFLs can expect to save about 75% energy compared to using incandescent light bulbs. We typically tell consumers that they can expect to save about $30 in energy costs over the life of the bulb.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a real quick and easy solution for customers that are looking to lower their energy bills.
Are there other environmental benefits to it? Or?
Absolutely. Not only do CFLs use less energy, they last up to 10 times longer, and they typically produce about 70% less heat than an incandescent light bulb.
So especially lately in this warm weather, can make a big difference. What are Energy Star qualified CFLs?
Well, as I said, Energy Star qualified CFLs are a real easy way for consumers to lower their energy bill. Typically, they're compact fluorescent light bulbs that have the Energy Star insignia on them. So when consumers are
pretty easy then.
Yeah. So when consumers are trying to make informed decisions as far as what products to buy that are energy efficient, they can look for the Energy Star insignia or logo.
And let me give the number for people to join in again. It's 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question for our guest today, in the Madison area, you can reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. And you can email us at talk@wpr.org, talk@wpr.org. Let's talk, Joni, about some of the environmental risks that may be associated with those bulbs then.
Okay, and if I could, going back to environmental benefits, one of the things I did want to mention, one of the things we're trying to do at DNR is just reduce waste overall. And you have to consider, as Carl referred, how much longer these will last, 10 times. So think about when you buy 10 light bulbs and how much packaging and how many resources go into that versus now buying one. So there's an overall reduction.
Point.
So
yeah.
I just wanted to point that out and chime in on that. Environmental risks, one concern that has been raised is that there is a very small amount of mercury in a compact fluorescent bulb. And this is the same type of technology that's been used for years in the tube-style fluorescents that you have in places like schools and hospitals. So it could be a risk if you break it. But for comparison, you know, the average amount is around 3 or 4 milligrams versus something like a thermometer, like the ones you put in your child's mouth, that have upwards of 50 to even the older ones could have up to 200 milligrams, or I've heard up to 2 grams in some. Is that
just,
right?
Yep. And just to put it into perspective, 3 to 5 milligrams of mercury could fit on the tip of a ballpoint pen. So that's just to give you an idea
of the size or the lack of thereof.
Right,
of it.
And you shouldn't minimize that mercury is a toxic substance, but you do have to kind of take it in the bigger perspective. And then as far as risk goes, well, if you break one, now these are pretty sturdy to begin with, and the chances of you, you know, kind of crushing it up and taking it in are pretty minimal in the grand scheme. The other thing you have to look at is, you know, the mercury emissions that come out of power plants. And it actually, you know, there's kind of a lot of figures out there as far as how much mercury comes out of a power plant. And people have put it in different perspectives. And one of the things I read was that a power plant emits something like 10 to 15 milligrams of mercury to burn an incandescent bulb. So you could say that there's almost three times as amount of mercury going directly into the environment versus what's in a bulb. So there's all sorts of ways to kind of look at it that way.
So mercury is the main thing then?
As far as what people might consider an environmental risk. And then again, also, you know, the resources that go into bulbs, of course, you know, you'd want to recycle it. I wouldn't call that a risk. That's just a general consideration. But, yep.
All right. Well, let's take some calls. Lots of people online to visit with you. Tom in Mequon, we'll go to you first. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I've worked in an industrialized setting, and I've changed many, many hundreds of light bulbs and many hundreds of compact fluorescents. And what I've noticed about them is that if you leave them running constantly, they will last the hours that's listed on the box. But if they're in like a normal home setting where they're off on, off on, off on, they don't hold up any better than a regular bulb. And also, you know, they are pretty expensive. As they age, the glass becomes brittle, and you have to be careful when you take them out because they do tend to break easier than what you might think. And if you do get cut by that, the stuff inside, the white powder, can make it so it's harder to heal. I personally, and also when they're outside, they don't work very good in a colder climate because they don't get very bright. It's like, you know, when it gets down to zero, if you see fluorescence outside, they get very dim, and these compact fluorescents are the same way. So I think in a home setting, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, like I said, if you run them constantly, they will last the hours that you know, that they're supposed to.
Well, let's get a comment from Carl Hilker on that. Carl?
Sure. Tom, I know what you're saying. In my house, probably 90% of the bulbs are CFLs, and I have noticed, like, especially in a bathroom, where that light
on
is going
off, on and off,
on and off a million times a day some days. And that is one of the things that could diminish the life of a CFL, is that the ballast, which is the base of the bulb, the electronics in the ballast would actually fail prematurely from going off on a very frequent basis. So you could experience a premature failure of the bulb. In an application where it is going on and off quite frequently.
In a bathroom kind of situation.
Right. But, you know, there's two, and Tom, you also mentioned they do cost more. That is true, but there's typically two costs associated with every product. It's your upfront cost, and then it's your operating cost. And, you know, for the bulbs in those applications where they do last thousands and thousands of hours, even though that particular product cost you more up front, in the long run, it's going to end up costing you less money compared to using incandescent light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I am under the impression that any Energy Star bulb does have a 2-year warranty. I would wonder how many would last just as short as an incandescent. It might shorten it, but would they still last longer than an incandescent?
They should last longer, and if they don't, I would recommend that consumers return that back to the retailer, because you are correct, they do have a warranty, and the retailers that we work with in the state are very good about accepting returned product that could be defective.
Well, what about this brittle issue?
That I really can't comment on that. That's kind of a first for me. I haven't heard that one before. I have not heard anything about over time the heat of the ball may cause the glass to become brittle. That's a new one for me.
Interesting. Thanks, Tom, for calling. Appreciate it. Andrew in Sun Prairie, it's your turn. Hi, Andrew.
I got a question for Carl. He was talking about CFLs that are Energy Star certified.
Yeah.
There are a lot of CFLs out there that are not Energy Star certified, and what would be the energy saving difference or the main difference between the two?
Andrew, there are some bulbs out in the marketplace that have not received the Energy Star logo, and there could be a number of reasons why that is. In order for a product to be awarded the Energy Star, it has to pass some testing requirements, and there's a number of different factors that are used to evaluate whether a product should get the logo or not. It could have to do with the amount of lumens that the light produces, or it could pertain to it doesn't last the 6,000 hours that is required for ENERGY STAR usage. I will say that CFLs that aren't ENERGY STAR qualified will indeed use less energy, but probably they're not as a good a quality as the products that are ENERGY STAR labeled.
May not last as long, in
possibly,
other words.
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks
a lot. Mike in Madison, hi to you.
Yeah, hi. See, I've been using CFLs for about 15 years in two apartment buildings that I own and manage.
Yeah.
And you know, early on, the ones that I bought, you know, many years ago, some of them are still running today. But
great.
The ones that I'm running, that I'm buying today and run, they don't even last a year. And, you know, I just don't have the time to take them back. And my wife designs hazardous, you know, landfills, you know, waste mm-hmm. landfills. And I don't know, this seems like, you know, we're using less energy, but then, you know, the you know, you talked before about, you know, there are two costs, the upfront cost and the running cost.
Right.
I think there's a back-end cost also. That's what my wife is dealing with right now. You know, these things end up, you know, in a landfill at some point.
Sure.
Are you using ENERGY STAR bulbs, by the way?
Yes, the ones that are made, you know, I get them at the, you know, the big box retailers, you know, you know, they're inexpensive there, and you get these rebates from MG&E or whoever.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me just give, because we're getting close to noon here, let me give Carl a chance to respond.
You know, as far, I can't address your specific scenario, but I think your only recourse would be to return that product back to the retailer. I'm assuming you're using them in a proper application, because you said you've been using them for 15 years. All I can say is I would recommend that you do return them to the retailer, and if Mike wants, he can call me at our office. Maybe he has a specific model number he's having trouble with, and I could possibly speak to the manufacturer about that.
How would he reach you then?
I can give out our number at the office. It's 608-249-9322, and I'm at extension 273.
249-9322, extension 273?
Correct.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it. Joni Burns of the DNR, Mike Hilker of Focus on Energy, our guest today as we talk with them about proper disposal of fluorescent light bulbs. I'm Larry Mueller on the Ideas Net. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here. We're talking proper disposal of fluorescent bulbs now with our two guests. Joni Burns of the DNR, she's the Hazardous Waste Section Chief. Carl Hilker is Program Manager in Residential Lighting for the Focus on Energy program for Wisconsin. So really happy to have them along. If you want to join in, the number to call is 1-800-642-1234, or in Madison at 263-1890. Email us at talk@wpr.org. Joni, as we take a look at thinking about proper disposal, the landfill probably is not the place to be putting those bulbs.
No, actually, a previous caller did talk about hazardous waste landfills, and any kind of a landfill is not the place you want to put these. You do want to try and recycle them. They are recyclable. There's increasing number of places you can recycle them, and I know Carl's going to have some information about a new initiative that Focus is doing. But the best thing to do with them is absolutely to recycle. Even if one thing to point out is that more and more there's what's called the green tip bulb. There are some manufacturers that are promoting and selling and able to sell a bulb that says it's mercury-free. It actually contains very trace amounts of mercury, but in the standardized testing that they use to measure it, it just doesn't show up. But either way, you know, it is recyclable. Why not? And so that's just the kind of the message that we're really wanting to get out to the public about this, is that we see a lot of these in people's garbage. And if it goes into the garbage, it's not going to get recycled.
Jerry and Lafarge, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Yes. Yeah, I had a question. It's a little bit along the lines of somebody a little earlier asked about the he was talking about the life of the bulb.
Yes.
You know, with a lot of using it in a place like a bathroom or something where there's a lot of on-off cycles. And I'm not real familiar with the CFLs, although I've we use the regular tube fluorescent bulbs a fair amount in shops and stuff like that. And I know you said the science, the design of them is pretty much the same. And I remember hearing, oh, it's been a long time ago, I remember hearing that the energy usage is a lot more, you know, with an on-off. I think the figure I heard was that for an incandescent bulb compared to a fluorescent, or how was it? I think it was a fluorescent bulb, if you're going to turn it off and then back on again, you could, for the energy usage of turning it back on after it's off, you could let it on for 15 minutes, you know, and it would consume the same amount of energy as it does on startup.
Well, have we got some figures on that one, Carl?
Boy, you know, I've heard limited conversations to that effect, but I've seen no definitive studies that address that. In my own house, personally, I guess I don't worry about it. I just, if I have to flip it on and off, I do so. Because I still think in the long run, a consumer will save energy over the long run.
So you know of no studies that have actually...
You know, there probably is one, but I personally don't have any specific information on that I can really knowledgeably comment on that.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Steve in Ellsworth, your turn. Hi, Steve. Steve, are you there? I think Steve had... I don't know where Steve is. I mean, Steve's gone. Steve's gone, I guess. Yep, I think we lost him. But I think his question had to do with the availability of CFLs in smaller wattages. What about that?
Yeah, you can typically in the retail stores you find in the Wisconsin area, the majority of the retailers will carry like a 60, 75, and 100-watt equivalent CFL, and a number of them also carry a 40-watt comparable bulb. Anything less than a 40-watt equivalency, you typically don't find in the stores around here. I'm sure there's some available within the industry, but it's probably a special order situation.
You know, I've got a question that relates to this, I think. We've had occasion to go to lighting places, and you go in and shades and so forth and things like that, lamps and so forth and things like that. Most of the time, 99.99% of the time you go in and there are no fluorescent bulbs and they're showing, they're all incandescent.
We have had a couple lighting showrooms in the state that we've worked with that have actually done lighting changeouts where they actually took out the incandescents and put in CFLs just simply for the fact that they're displaying so many different fixtures and they're all illuminated that there's, in that application, there's significant energy savings opportunities for showrooms and retailers to, you know, save money on their energy costs. And we actually do work with our retailers and do encourage them to display CFLs.
Yeah, what I've always thought is, well, if people come in and they see the normal light bulbs in there, if they see the CFLs in there, they're going to be more likely to put CFLs in than if they see the incandescents.
Yep, you're exactly correct. That's one of the things that we try to encourage them to do.
Troy and Ladysmith, your turn. Hi, Troy.
Hi, Larry. First-time caller, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My comment is on the quality. Who regulates the quality of these bulbs? Just going back to a previous caller, how he noticed that the bulbs from 15 years ago don't work or last as long as the ones that are made now. And I'm just started using CFLs. I'm happy with them, but wondering about the quality of them, if they're going to not last as long as they once did, because I've noticed with the old incandescent bulbs that we have used, it's the quality as of late has just been horrendous. I mean, to how long they last, to even the threads on the socket screwing into the old light fixture.
Yeah.
Will cross thread and just fight its way in. And as far as that quality goes, if the quality was up higher and they would last longer, well, that would be a huge help on our landfills and the disposal of these.
Troy, I'll say Energy Star qualified CFLs last an average of 6,000 hours. And what that means is when they test them, 50% of the bulbs will actually last more than 6,000 hours, and potentially 50% could last less. So that's technically how they do the testing. I will continue to say, if you do have a premature failure, your only recourse should be to return that bulb to the retailer, because there are warranties in place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Troy, for calling. Appreciate it. Jean in Ashland, your turn. Hi, Jean.
Hi. Right now I am using for night lights, an actual night light, two 4-watt bulbs and two night lights are sufficient for me to get around at night. That's a total of 8 watts. And I understand that CFLs are just transitional to LEDs, so I'm going directly to LEDs offered by ccrane.com. What is your opinion?
Okay.
Yeah, LEDs, there's definite potential for LEDs going forward. We're everything I've been reading and hearing about is that the technology is getting more advanced every day, and that is the next big thing in the lighting horizon. Hopefully within the next couple years, the manufacturers can work with their engineering staffs to produce LEDs that have comparable light output to the bulbs that we're used to today.
And that's the issue right now.
The potential's there, but actually I think it's a big race for whoever can produce the next LED light bulb that is, close in light quality to a compact fluorescence and incandescence is going to have a...
They're going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Hopefully it comes about relatively soon.
Sooner rather than later.
Right.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And we don't know what the impact of the LED lights have on our environment, I suppose. Bruce from Austin had that question, wondering whether or not there was an environmental impact with LEDs. And Joni, we don't know.
I honestly don't know enough about how LEDs are made and constructed and what's in them, as far as any kind of, metals or materials that would be used in them.
Yeah, I don't think there's any mercury or anything like that in there. It's basically a light-emitting diode, and it's an electronic device, which when they do burn out, they should be fully recyclable.
Hmm.
Ken in Madison, your turn. Hi, Ken.
Hello. Earlier in the program, there was some discussion on how to dispose of CFLs if they are intact and not broken. The question I have is, since we have broken several of them, what's the best way to dispose of them after they have broken? And what is the hazardous, the potential hazard to us?
For handling them, sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, with any broken bulb, I think one of the major hazards is broken glass. You do need to be careful about that. And then, as I mentioned, there is a trace amount of mercury in the form of a mercury vapor. So when you break a bulb, if you can open a window, that's good. And then with a broken glass bulb, the recommendation is not to vacuum. The recommendation is to gently sweep it up. And if you, depending on, how the fragments have dispersed or where it is, if it's on, say, carpeting, one piece of advice I thought was very good was duct tape or some kind of a strong tape, and that will really pick up all the little fragments. Again, the glass is really going to be, a concern. I know someone referred earlier about the white powder. I'm not familiar with a white powder. I suspect that was actually glass. Mm. So that kind of lighting glass. Then what you want to do is put it in some kind of a sealed plastic bag. And as far as actual disposal, some recyclers that are accepting bulbs will take the broken ones. Otherwise, check with your county. There's programs.
Ken's in Madison here, for example.
Sure. Dane County is brilliant. Actually, they've got a great website as far as places where you can take your bulbs for recycling. And then they also have an excellent clean sweep program. And clean sweeps are available throughout the state. What those are household hazardous waste collection sites that you can bring things like this and your paints and your household cleaners that you're not using anymore. So, there are more and more places to take these, if it doesn't go directly into your county's or local recycling program.
As a follow-up, I'm wondering, two questions actually, do you know if Clean Sweep in Madison or in Dane County does take broken CFLs? And then secondly, as far as the CFLs, I mean, there's also the non-compact fluorescents, the fluorescent tubes, and is that's also, if one breaks something like that, is would it, one dispose it of the same in the same manner?
Yeah, that would be the same way to do it, regardless of the bulb. I don't know specifically which or whether all Dane County clean sweep or household hazardous waste sites accept them, based on what I know and I see about people like George Dreckman and John Reindel at Dane County. I suspect that most, if not all, do.
Okay.
Well, very good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Karen in Portage, let's go to you next. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Well, some of it's been answered, so I will modify it. In regards to LEDs, I am going tremendously to that, particularly solar-powered. If I can run the solar charger out the window and have the light thing inside, and about 15 LEDs equals about 85-watt light bulb if you convert. The question I have, somebody made a comment on the light bulbs. I've got some cheap light bulbs. You could watch the things burn out, made in China.
Oh, no.
And I'm wondering on incandescent, why nowadays they blow instead of just dying quietly and peacefully instead of giving me a heart attack. I am paranoid about these CFLs because I blew one fluorescent bulb in my life, and those things don't break. They explode. And I'm wondering if the compacts do the same thing.
Boy, well, fortunately, I feel no questions at all about exploding CFLs, and I hope I don't. I haven't.
You've never had that happen.
I've never
had anybody call.
No, I'll probably get off of influx of calls about that, but no, I have not. Fortunately, we have not received that comment from consumers about CFLs that have exploded. I would suspect that there could be some type of electrical issue in the house if that were to happen.
Yeah,
or temperature differential. I mean, the one thing I think of is if you're using an indoor bulb outside and something cold touches a warm surface of any glass, but I've never heard of that.
As far as exploding,
either.
No, that's knock on wood.
The big tube I hit.
What's that?
The big tube, I hit it with a car door.
Oh.
Okay, so it didn't explode on its own.
The old fluorescents, literally, they don't just break, they explode.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you don't have to worry so much. Well, I wouldn't be banging into the CFL CFLs with the car door either. But I tell you what, if Carl hasn't heard of one exploding,
they don't explode. If they would, that's potential problems.
All right, thanks a lot, Karen, for calling. Appreciate it, Matt in Madison. Your turn. Hi, Matt.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Now. My question and concern, one thing I've noted, is that a lot of the compact fluorescents coming in from overseas seem to hum whenever they're placed in a ballast that is near metal, such as in, you know, a bathroom that might have a vent built into your light source, or if you have a glass hood that may have a metal impregnated design on it. And I've noticed that some of the American-made bulbs, and I think they're American-made, such as Lights of America, and I've got both brands, don't hum. And I'm wondering if that may be shielding around the ballast or just better design of American-made bulbs.
Yeah, that could be. I specifically don't know why one manufacturer's bulbs could potentially hum and why another's may not. I can say that probably 99% of the CFLs that we find in the United States are manufactured overseas. Lights of America may have some domestic manufacturing facilities, but that may be the only one. Everything's coming in from China.
My next question is, with LEDs, when do you see the cost potential coming down? Because I know just trying to buy one LED light, you're looking at $20 to $40, whereas now you can buy CFLs for under $1 a piece.
You're exactly right. The LEDs that I have seen out in the marketplace are very expensive. It's probably going to take a situation where somebody's got to come up with the engineering that produces light output that is comparable to CFLs and incandescents. And once that takes place, They're going to have to streamline their manufacturing processes, and it's just going to it'll go through the normal product life cycle as far as pricing goes.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it, Matt. You know, Joni mentioned earlier that that Carl, you had something to tell us about a Focus on Energy initiative, and I want to make sure we talk about that.
Right. Yeah, this fall, in conjunction with what we call our Change a Light promotion, which is a statewide promotion encouraging retailers and consumers to sell and purchase more light, compact fluorescent light bulbs, we are going to initiate a retail-based CFL recycling program. We're, through Focus on Energy, we are going to work with our retail partners and offer them what are called recycle pack boxes. It's a freestanding box. It's probably 16 inches by 16 inches by about 24 inches tall with a plastic liner in them. And for retailers that would like to get involved in that program, consumers could go to the store and simply place their burnt out CFLs in that box. And then when the box is full, the retailer calls the FedEx label on the outside of the box. It gets sent to the recycler, and the recycler then would ship the retailer an empty box.
So, wow, that's a great deal.
Yeah, and we're gonna, our thought is once this program is up and running, we will have a link on the Focus on Energy website that will list all of the retailers in the state that are participating in that program.
And some retailers are actually doing that already. There's some county initiatives that they've done either pilot projects or provided funding, or just retailers on their own have provided this. And I'd like to, you know, that's something I neglected to mention with the previous caller from Madison, is that if your retailer is offering this, I would highly encourage people to support that, to use that retailer and to let them know how important these types of initiatives are, because this is a, something that is happening in a large variety of products, whether it's being able to send your computer back to Dell or bring your light bulb into a retailer. And we really need to support that in terms of minimizing our waste and encouraging recycling.
Absolutely. We have a call next from Teresa in Heartland. Teresa, hi.
Hi. I have a few questions. For one thing, when you've got the old incandescent bulbs and that, I've got some brand new ones. Is there a way that you can get credit for them or turn them into someone?
Well, I would say if they're brand new and you still have your receipt, you could probably
I don't have the receipt, though.
Yeah, that I was going to say you could take it back to the retailer, and retailer probably give you store credit, and you could buy CFLs. I don't know of no services where you – or no – no outlets where consumers can turn in incandescent light bulbs for a credit.
In that case, you're probably better off to simply use the incandescent bulb rather than, you know, toss it or put it in a landfill or something.
Right. Absolutely. Use it if you've got it, or donate it. Maybe there's
But then they're costing more to use them, though.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, you're not saving energy, or you're not saving as much energy as you could by using CFLs.
Yeah, because that's what I was doing, was using them until they burned out and then changed them to the CFLs. And also, is there a CFL for those candlelight bulbs, or is the wattage just so low that it doesn't pay to have it that way?
For the fixtures that use a candelabra base, that very narrow base,
right.
To my knowledge, there are no Energy Star qualified CFLs for that application. I think it has something to do with the ballast that is the ballast is the base of a bulb. When we get down to that real narrow candelabra base, to my knowledge, there are no Energy Star qualified CFLs for that application.
And what about Al in Westby wondered about an energy efficient CFL that might be 4 feet long or 8 foot lengths like the fluorescent bulbs. Do we have those in the energy saving?
It'd be a fluorescent tube, like a T8 or a T5 fluorescent tube, linear tube that you typically find in a commercial application, office building or a hospital.
Okay, what he means.
Right, yeah.
Those are already there.
Yeah, they're there. I guess he was probably wondering if there was if the CFLs are. I guess they're already efficient. So,
correct.
So we're already there. And someone else wondered about dimmer switches on CFLs.
Dimmer switches. That is one of the issues that can cause premature failure of a bulb. CFLs should not be used in conjunction with fixtures that have a dimmer switch. For that application, you must use a dimmable CFL. It's a special ballast. So for consumers that are putting CFLs in a fixture with a dimmer switch, they can expect that that bulb will not last as long as it's stated on the package, and that's because it's not compatible with the dimmer. Need a special bulb.
Need a special bulb for that. Well, Joni and Carl, I want to thank you so much. And go to focusonenergy.com. You'll find out a whole lot there. And go to the Department of Natural Resources and probably in their little...
Well, we've got actually on our website a new series of web pages about how do I handle my waste. And it's all sorts of different types of waste that you have in your household that you have, you know, have special considerations for. So if you go to the DNR website, dnr.wi.gov, click on the waste program, and then you'll see how do I handle my waste.
Joni Burns and Carl Hilker, our guests today. Joni with the DNR, Carl Hilker with Focus on Energy. Thanks to them. Hey, thank you very much for listening. Stay with us. Lots more in store here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.